Der du so lustig rauschtest, du heller wilder Fluss.
Here is a dark and very, in many ways, depressing song cycle, but also one of the great works of art.
You know, this is one of those works that people just, they rarely get a chance to hear, because who performs it, right? Who tackles it, number one?
Oh, it's so difficult.
It is so hard, and it's so, it's as you say, it's long, it's dark, it's something you really have to pay attention to, who's going to record it, and yet it is... It's called A Winter Journey, and it takes you on a journey if you give it time.
It's an emotional journey. It's so remarkable what Schubert was doing in the final year of his life, opening up emotional vistas that had never been glimpsed in music. This is a romantic view of life. The we start with Gute Nacht, and you can hear it's already sort of trudging and depressing. And he's talking about May and flowers in that in those opening lines. And the emotional trajectory is down from that point, with occasional glimpses of the light, but with a sense of things closing in. And you get to the end of the cycle, and it's almost bare and bleak. And it's one of Schubert's great accomplishments that he was able to project these emotions through songs and through simple means.
Well, you talk about this, how it goes down from the beginning, and in fact there are 24 songs in all, and tell us a little bit about the very middle song, Die Post, because this gives us a different kind of flavor.
Well, this has always been one of my favorite songs, not just of Schubert, but of anyone, because it is so visual. Die Post is the post carriage. It's the way the mail was delivered, and our hero is hoping for a letter to arrive by post. And you hear the galloping horses of the post carriage, or perhaps it's the rolling wheels, or maybe it's even the heartbeat fast, it's in the piano, and you hear the sound of the post horn, which is what was sounded as the carriage comes into a village or a town. And Schubert creates this scene for you, and we're right there with our hero expecting a letter, and we're so excited.
That's the thing, we have some joy,
don't
we?
Yeah, this is the midpoint of the whole cycle. This is song number 13, the beginning of the second half. And there's this moment of joy, and maybe a letter is going to come. And then it plunges into the minor key, and there's no letter for you. And everything slows down, and you feel the heart just struggling to beat now. And the whole mood changes. It's a wonderful song, a beautiful miniature portrait of despair.
Von der Straße her ein Posthorn klingt. Was hat es, dass es so hoch erspringt, mein Herz? Was hat es, dass es so hoch erspringt? Mein Herz, mein Herz. Die Post bringt keinen Brief für dich. Was drängst du denn so wunderlich?
Thomas Quasthoff, baritone, with Charles Spencer at the piano in Die Post, a song right smack in the middle of Die Winterreise, A Winter Journey by Schubert. And it is this clear, you really get this sense that, oh, something wonderful is going to happen. But we already know that by the end of the song and the cycle, in fact, nothing wonderful is going to happen.
No, it ends in desolation, almost oblivion. A kind of a hurdy-gurdy is playing in the distance, and the whole thing has come to this lonely figure standing on the ice that no one notices or cares about. It's an extraordinary voyage of the emotions.
You know, you mentioned earlier, Ted, that this was something that was new on the scene, in history, new in music history, certainly. But when you say that, what do you mean? Romanticism with a capital R? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's what's going on here. And it really even looks ahead to the 20th century and its sense of alienation and loss. And Schubert creates a language to go with it. And that's what's so amazing about this song cycle.
Well, Ted, also from earlier in the song cycle, there's a song, Der Lindenbaum, The Linden Tree, which people apparently thought that this was a traditional German folk song. And it turns out that no, Schubert manufactured this. He created this song.
Yeah, it had that quality, a kind of a simplicity and a naturalness. And one of the nice things about Quasthoff's performance of this song, this is one of my favorite cuts on the disc, is that he lets the beauty of his voice carry it. He just lets beautiful music be beautiful music, and with this gorgeous voice that he possesses.
Okay, thank you, Ted. Let's hear it now, as you say. This is Thomas Kvasthoff, baritone, with Charles Spencer at the piano in The Linden Tree from Die Winterreise.
Vor dem Tore, da steht ein Lindenbaum. Ich träumt in seinem Schatten so manchen süßen Traum.